Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Yesterday marked 3 years since the coronation of Charles of that name, the Third, King of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, Defender of the Faith, so forth, King of Australia and the Solomon Islands of Jamaica for the moment, a few others, Belize, where else? New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Antigua and Barbuda, not Barbados anymore. I don't even remember the rest. So time to take stock of his reign. He's been a king not for actually a bit longer than that, of course, since the 8th of September 2022 when his mother died. So they left an interval of 9 months before his coronation. They wanted to do so in the summer. So they had to, after her death, as it were, leave a period of mourning, wait till the following summer to good weather. In fact, there was torrential downpour, just like, well, maybe not torrential, it was pretty bad weather considering the time of year. And his mother's coronation was in June 1953. You think the month with the fewest days of rain, but unfortunately it managed to be quite a rainy day anyway. So that is him who became the oldest person to become monarch of the United Kingdom, or I think any of its constituent countries, if indeed they are countries, Charles Philip Arthur George Mountbatten Windsor. So how's he doing? He's fairly popular, had a bit of a honeymoon. His popularity has obviously dipped a little bit. He doesn't have the reflexive respect that his mother had, partly because she's there for so long. Maybe she comports herself with greater dignity. There's more controversy surrounding him. He's spoke out on tendentious topics when he was Prince of Wales. Remember seeing a documentary for his 70th birthday, said he wouldn't do this monarchy. He says, I'm not that stupid. He knows that he mustn't do it. You can't completely put out your mind what he said. Whether you agree with him, disagree with him on what the environment or Shakespeare or trying to bring back grammar schools are rather contentious things. And we know that he's not the benevolent landlord. He's not the paternalist he pretends to be, as a rack renting too. And, you know, you might say some people would be against him for being an adulterer. I mean, I don't care about that. He wants to be defender of faiths. He has a great respect of Islam. What's the penalty for adultery in Islam, Charles? And so on. So that is Charlie Boy. Now, I'm a sentimental monarchist. I know they're not superhuman. They're all too human. I suppose I like the institution, the pageantry. I like it despite the individuals, not really because of them. I mean, the late queen, she was a very bland character, actually timid and reserved. All the people were staring at her all the time. Someone who never had to raise her voice was always going to be heard anyway. If they weren't monarchy, if they weren't royalty, if they were very ordinary people, would I warm to him? Not particularly. I wouldn't loathe him. The queen probably wouldn't even think about her, that sort of person, rather a boring person. I'm not sure there are any of them that I would find good company. They wouldn't be terrible in most cases. So how's he done it differently? He says sort of to be unstuffy, has to be a little bit modern, even though he was a young fogey, you know, a young man in a hurry to be an old man. And as a teenager in his 20s, liked to hang out with people a generation older themselves, generals, academics, aristocracy, philosophers and so forth. Fancied himself as a bit of a scholar king. But he's one of those young fogies who's become more comfortable. He's grown into himself as his chronological age kept caught up with his psychological age. And so now he's not so gauche or all the rest of it. He liked to do his parting in country houses, only mixing with people of high social status and so forth. So he's not too curmudgeonly. Now, cancer stricken for 2.5 years. What do they even tell us? Presumably because it was so severe, they couldn't hide it. He had to cancel some public engagements for his treatment, was in public for not too long, not too many times. But then again, he's been fairly energetic on these trips to the United States. Sometimes he's been public for a few hours at a time. Did they pump him full of cortisone or whatever? Now, I've heard rumors that his cancer stage 4, there is no stage 5. He's only got a couple of years to go. I don't know if those are true. That could be completely false. But we haven't had the all clear, or indeed about Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales. So the issue which has dogged his reign, which I'm sure he wished would go away, is that of his younger brother, Andrew. It cast a pall over the twilight years of his mother, Elizabeth II. And this is an issue which just hasn't gone away. The leak of the Epstein files has given it legs. It's somewhat overshadowed his otherwise triumphant state visit to the United States. People saying he ought to meet with the victims of the of Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, the thing is, we actually only know there was one. There might have been more, but he wasn't convicted of any of the others. And we don't actually even know there were any victims of Prince Andrew. We don't. He paid that compensation, but that was partly to stop this woman saying these things, whether true or false, were having a very negative effect on his mother, a terrible distraction from her Platinum Jubilee year. And Andrew's never been convicted of anything, never been charged with anything, and he's been questioned as a suspect. That doesn't prove a thing, and all the rest of it. But obviously his brother has not helped, and hope to try and move on, get him to leave Royal Lodge, provide him with free accommodation in Sandringham, a private estate in Norfolk. But is even that the wrong thing? What do you do? Might not be able to get him out of Royal Lodge otherwise, because he had this sort of watertight lease. There was talk, would Andrew go abroad and so forth. But apart from that, he's been fairly successful. He's the country's chief diplomat. Yeah, he's only played a blinder when he went to the United States, has hosted a number of state visits from Frank-Walter Steinmeier, the president of the Federal Republic of Germany, the president of Nigeria. I can't think who else. A highly successful visit to Canada. So has not really put a foot wrong. What else would I say about him? Okay, and seen through different prime ministers. Of course, his first prime minister was Liz Truss. Then he had Rishi Sunak. Now he's had Keir Starmer. Looks like he's going to have a fourth one quite soon, and so on. And then his wife, Camilla, she's well accepted as queen now, queen consort. Remember, she was absolutely reviled in the 1990s, seeing this wicked witch of the West Country who'd caused so much immiseration to Princess Diana, who was a secular saint to many, not to me. All right, so he's managed to keep shtum, not talking about the environment. Obviously, he's a huge environmental hypocrite, talking about alternative medicine, the NHS wasting money on this. Yeah, he was keen on, equestrianism. His charities, the Prince's Trust, now the King's Trust, that continues, beginning with interfaith dialogue. I don't think he's had many problems as, titular head of the Church of England and supreme governor. That's it. He's not done anything for the environment, like scale back the monarchy. Obviously, Andrew's gone. Andrew's daughters are not carrying out public duties. Prince Harry's bowed out. Prince Harry's managed not to cause too much aggro, not embarrassing the family over much. So the Prince of Wales is a fairly successful monarch. I remember interviewing Neil Kinnock, formerly leader of the UK Independence Party, who knew the Prince of Wales when he was at the University of Aberystwyth in the late 60s. And he said that Charles III hasn't been as bad as he feared, who thought that Charles might be mouthing off on contentious subjects all the time, but that's not the case. So, yeah, I mean, he's no one has had such a long apprenticeship for the role, carrying it out fairly effectually, not too disliked. The monarchy is not as admired, not held in such public affection as it was back in the 1980s, when at one stage, 95% of people wanted to retain the monarchy. The abolition of the monarchy is now a serious topic of conversation. I don't foresee it happening, the next generation or two. Of course, I could be wrong. But the very fact that it's talked about, that is a bit of a headache for the monarchy, where it wasn't even discussed. Ironically, it's become more popular in Canada, partly to underscore the fact they're not part of the United States. What do you think of Charles, by the grace of God, King of the United Kingdom, Great Britain, Northern Ireland, and his realms and possessions overseas? Good, bad, indifferent? Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.